Welcome back to the Retro Rick Podcast. I am your host, Rick. Follow me on Instagram at Rick_BHR. Hit the email, theretrorickpodcast@gmail.com. I know I've been gone for a couple of weeks, but I'm here. You know what I mean? I actually wanted to jump on and talk about that, this Cameron and Joe Budden situation. I'm going to keep it 100. I wouldn't mind a few songs out coming out of this. You know what I'm saying? I don't think much is going to happen from this back and forth. Me personally, I wouldn't mind a couple of songs because, you know, the music, man, hip hop, man, this shit is boring right now, man. You know what I'm saying? Hip hop is boring. You know, I don't want to see any violence, but jump on the track, sparring, I'm with it. You know what I mean? But like I said, man, this shit boring, yo, on some real. Like, again, I like a few artists. You know what I mean? I got my main couple of artists that I deal with. And after that, man, it's kind of quiet. You know, like, even when people be announcing new projects, I personally don't be too excited because I could damn near predict it. I could damn near say, all right, he going to do a joint with this person. He going to do a joint with this person and this person. You know what I'm saying? It's just like the same shit over and over and over, man. Same songs, same features, man. You know, it's getting tiring. It's really getting tiring. You know what I mean? It's just the same old shit, and it ain't lit like that. You know? So yeah, man. But like I said, man, I wouldn't mind no bars coming. But I know Budden is retired. Cam, he ain't really. You know, they doing other things now. You know what I'm saying? But the reason why I wanted to touch on the topic is because I believe in, you know, I believe in, like, watching what you say. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never been the type that'll just say shit just for the sake of saying it. You know what I mean? Or saying something because I'm in that moment. You know, I never been that type of person. And this all stems from Noriega being on the Joe Budden podcast, and he said some things. And, you know, I guess Cameron just caught wind of it. He responded. Then, you know, he called Budden a crackhead, whatever the case. Budden responded. Then Cam responded. Then Budden responded. I personally think that this whole shit could have been avoided. You know what I'm saying? And again, I don't think this is going to come to violence, but just the simple fact of the back and forth, I think it could have been avoided. You know what I mean? Just in case you missed it, I'm gonna play what Noriega said on his podcast, and then I'll get my little, you know.
Rappers trying shows now because, you know, rappers from our era, and they are so failing. isn't it great? It's great to see. Not telling you, it's great to see people fail. Yeah. They doing sports shows. They doing comedy shows.
they selling ass out here, right? They are selling their ass.
They talking about, yo, I'm just doing this for fun. No, yeah, you're not.
No, you're not. It's a lie.
They go get a computer. They get two cameras. Yeah. And then they come out for 3 weeks. When the 6 episodes don't work, they start to rethink it. And you know what happens?
Give up.
They come out with another show. And then that's trash. Mm-hmm. And then they start cooking.
Nah.
Y'all looking horrible out here. I you know what's crazy?
All right. So that was Noriega. He was saying, like, yo, dudes from our era, they out here, they doing all these type of shows. They looking trash. The shows is whack. Whatever the case. Joe Budden was agreeing, saying, yo, it's fun to see him fail, whatever, whatever. Now, I do listen to the Joe Budden podcast, you know what I'm saying? And Joe Budden's thing is this. Yo, I stopped rapping to do this, you know what I'm saying? Like, I put it all on the line to do this. So he's saying, like, he don't like when niggas jump in it, try and get a quick bag and dip out. Because that's what they're doing. That's how the music game got watered down. You know what I'm saying? Niggas jumping in the bag, jumping in the music, get a bag, dip, jump into music, get a bag, not really care to, you know, not really caring about the culture of the music. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a hip hop head. I care about the culture of it. You know what I'm saying? It's more than just, putting words on the paper and rapping. You know what I'm saying? This shit is like a whole culture, from the way you dress, the way you talk, the way you walk. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a culture of hip hop. Hip hop has a culture, right? So I get what he's saying, because he's like, yo, I've been doing this since, you know, 7-8 years, whatever the case. I dedicated my time. I dedicated everything to building this podcast, to building this business. And I get that. I get that. You mean? Nori came in there, his energy was off with the situation, and I felt like he was talking to somebody, but he wasn't saying no names. Now, the thing with that is, If you and somebody's going through it, right, and this is something that's behind the scenes, then go through that behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? Now, if somebody go on their show and they say something about you, then go on your show and say something back about them. Cool, I'm with it. But if it's behind the scenes and then you come publicly talking to someone about something that you got and nobody else know what's going on, that opens the door for more people to take that however way they want to take it, whether you're talking to them or not. You understand what I'm saying? There's a thing called mistaken identity. People get locked up for looking like somebody or dressing like somebody. You understand? So, yeah, you might not be talking to me, but, yo, I'm a rapper. I'm from your era, and I got a podcast. So now I feel away. Now I'm going to throw a shot at you. Now we into it over what? Because you ain't want to be more direct in what you were saying. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I listen to the Joe Budden podcast. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a real podcast listener. That's what made me want to start a podcast. You know what I'm saying? I've been listening to Budden since his first podcast. You know what I'm saying? I've been listening to podcasts, Tax Stone, Tax Season. That was my favorite podcast. That shit was mad funny. You know what I'm saying? So I've been listening to podcasts since it became a thing. And, you know, I didn't just say, let me, I didn't start a podcast right away, but I've been listening to podcasts for a minute. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I listened to the Joe Budden podcast. I listen to Drink Champs sometimes. You know, sometimes they get a little too much for me. You know what I mean? Sometimes it'd be a little, you know, Nori get with the talking over people, with the drinking, it gets they get too lit, and then it just gets sloppy and things like that. You know, for me to listen to Drink Champs, it got to be somebody on there that I want to hear from. And even then, I might still not make it through the full episode. You know what I'm saying? But in the music genre, Math Alpha's My Expert Opinion and Joe Budden Podcast is my two favorites in the music genre. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like I said, I listen to podcasts. I listen to all type of podcasts. My favorite genre is true crime. I say it all the time. But, you know, I listen to podcasts to study. Okay, how can I make my podcast better? You know what I'm saying? I want to make my podcast better. Everybody's podcasting. You know, it's not that, you know, people are, he's a failed rapper, so he's podcasting now. You know what I'm saying? It's plenty of successful people that don't have to podcast. That's podcasting. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. That's just what it is. You know, I started my podcast because I can talk. I got a good opinion about things. I'm funny. And, you know, I just building my platform to share my thoughts and share my insight on different shit. You know what I mean? This is why I started the podcast. I want to give my opinion. I want to share my opinion and share my thoughts and my views and things like that, right? Okay, cool. If somebody hit me up tomorrow and say, yo, we got, you know, $5 million for you, come to this network, boom, boom, boom. I'm not going to start shitting on people who's just starting a podcast. I'm not going to start shitting on people whose podcast is a little smaller than mine or whatever the case. I'm not here to shit on nobody. You understand what I'm saying? Because that shit is corny to me. Period. Whether we got an issue or not, I'll address you about whatever our issue is. I'm not here to shit on nobody. You know what I mean? Somebody can hit me up right now. Send my email. Yo, look, you want to bring your podcast to this network? Yo, we got this amount of money for you. Cool. If my man say, yo, I'm going to start a podcast tomorrow, I'm going to support that podcast. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be like, yo, niggas just starting podcasts. Nigga, I ain't the first person to start a podcast. I didn't invent this shit. Somebody could say that about Nori. Like, nigga, you are a rapper. You wasn't the first person to do a podcast. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. There was people there before you. There's people there that's more successful in this field than you. There's people there that's making more money in this field than you. You was a rapper, and then you came into the podcast lane. So you should not diss other rappers coming into the podcast lane. The Obamas had a podcast. Like, you understand what I'm saying? So then I look at it like, okay, you come on my platform, right? You say some shit. You go ask somebody on my platform. I laugh. Now I inherit that shit because I'm laughing. And even in my mind, if I'm thinking another thing, but you saying one thing to the public, that we thinking the same thing. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like Joe Budden, again, I understand what Budden is saying. Like, yo, I put real time into this shit and people come in, hit a lick, and that's it. They don't care about it, whatever, whatever. Like I said, people do this shit with music all the time. That's why the game is the way it is now. You know what I'm saying? That's why the game is the way it is now. I get that. But I don't think that was Nori's energy. You know? I don't think that was Nori's energy. You know what I'm saying? So Cameron responded back. And like I said, he responded back to Nori, yo, whatever, whatever. I think him and Nori was like lighthearted jokes because they cool, whatever the case. Then he said something about Budden. Budden responded, then Cam responded, then Budden responded. I'd rather Nori just say that shit on his own platform. Say that on your own platform. Do your thing. Go at whoever you want to go at. Say what you want to say. Whatever, man. You know what I'm saying? Because words mean something. Like, for real, words mean something. So if you saying, yo, again, you're not saying, yo, rappers coming over here, X, Y, Z. You know what I'm saying? Because I can say that, you can say that about the music game. You can say, yo, rappers coming over here and just using music to get a bag. Right? Cool. But if you say, yo, rappers from my genre, my era, is just using music to get a bag. Now you are narrowing it out. Now you're making that shit small. You know what I'm saying? Come on, yo. We know what we talking about. We know what we're saying when we say these things and the words that's coming out of your mouth. You know what you're saying. Come on, yo. You from the 90s. Nori's era is from the mid-90s. How many people from the mid-90s are doing this shit? So every one of them is going to feel away because you're saying my era. You're not just speaking in general like, yo, this podcast and shit, I wish people more. And like, look, there's more humbler ways you could take that. You could take the more humble approach of saying, yo, listen, there's people in this podcast game that take this shit real serious. I don't like when I see XYZ because I say that all the time. I don't like when I see people and I be like, damn, you just got this record deal because you got a lot of TikTok followers and you got viral on Instagram and TikTok. You got a viral song, so now you got a record deal. But my man is more talented than all y'all motherfuckers and we can't get him a record deal. So I get that. That's the same thing you could say with podcasting. You could say, yo, we really put on for this podcast and shit. We don't like when y'all just come in here, get a quick flip, try and make some money, and dip. You know what I'm saying? I get that. But when you come through and you laughing, you saying, yo, you want them to fail, this, this, and that. Like, you supposed to be cool with these same people. You understand what I'm saying? You cool. Like, even if you talking to just one person, right? it ain't just one person from your era that's doing the podcast. So if I'm cool with Nori, like Cam, and I feel like you saying this, I'm going to be like, yo, what's up? Where that's coming from? Because again, I thought we cool. Even if you're talking to somebody, listen to the words that you're saying. Words mean something. Listen to what you're saying. Yo, y'all niggas is trash. You're failing. Niggas from my era. Your shows is garbage. You starting new shows. This, this, that. Nigga, I'm from your era. And I got this type of show or whatever the case. So, yeah, I feel away. Because you're describing me. Now, how do you talk like that when you supposed to be cool with some of these individuals? I don't get that. That's why I say I'm not here to shit on nobody unless you shit on me. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you say something to me, I'm going to say something back to you. That's just what it is. If we got a situation or some type of disagreement in private, then it'll remain in private. But if you got a podcast and you go on your podcast and, you know, you go on your podcast and you talk about me, I'm going to come on my podcast and I'm going to talk about you because you went public on your platform and you spoke your piece. So I'm going to come public on my platform and speak my piece. But if it's behind the scenes, behind the scenes. And I'm not going to go to the next man's platform and, you know, throw my shots. I'm just not doing that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I just wanted to come on here, man, and just drop that gem, man. You know, words mean something, man. You know what I'm saying? Everything don't got to get violent. Everything don't got to, like, you can have a conversation. You know what I'm saying? As a grown-ass man, you should be able to have a conversation with anybody about anything and figure it out. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, Nori, you're successful. You have a successful podcast. You know what I'm saying? But what happens if people stop fucking with your podcast? Would you have a successful music career right this second? You know what I mean? Like, you don't know how that shit gonna turn. Because niggas could stop fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? People could stop listening to your podcast. Your numbers get low. Deals, sponsorships, ads, and all that shit start going away. Then it's like, oh, what? You mean? Then what do? You go back into music full time and niggas be like, yo, nigga, what? Your podcast failed, so you back over here? Like, it's mad shit that could go with that shit. My thing is this. Let's not shit on nobody. Nobody shit on nobody. You know what I mean? If you have a disagreement with somebody, reach out to that person, figure out the disagreement, handle it like that. You know what I mean? Handle it like that. Then everything should be good. Right? But if you go on a platform, you indirectly talk to somebody, you gotta know that people is gonna feel away. You know what I'm saying? People's gonna feel away, people's gonna respond, you're gonna get some type of backlash. For real. Cause if somebody come and sign my podcast tomorrow, I'm not gonna talk down on the people that's not signed. I'm not gonna talk down for the people that's trying to get to where I am. I'm not. That's me though. Everybody ain't like me. I'm Rick. Everybody ain't Rick. And I get that. I'm one of a kind. I get that. You know what I mean? I get that. I get it. I get that. But to be successful, you don't got to tear nobody down. And I'm not saying that they did. That's how Nori became successful. I'm not saying that at all. But, you know, again, that going on the Budden podcast and talking the way he was talking, I was like, eh. You know what I mean? And I'm not one of them sensitive ass. I'm not with the sensitivity and all that. I feel like, you know, people, at the same time, people got a right to say what they want to say. And people got a right to feel how they want to feel. I understand that. I ain't with the, you know, with the whatever. But I just feel like it was unnecessary. You know what I'm saying? Because you really wasn't direct. And you could have been talking about anybody. But, you know, you just opened the door for a bunch of unnecessary negativity that, you know what I mean? It's like, eh, you could probably do without, man. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, I just wanted to come on here, man, because I've been wanting to talk about that for a little minute, you know. Like I said, I know I've been, I haven't been podding for like 2 weeks, but that, mind you, while I wasn't podding for that 2 weeks, I was doing other shit pertaining to the podcast, you know what I mean? So I was podding, just not on the microphone, you know what I mean? I'm still trying to work the video out. I'm trying to work get my YouTube pages together. You know, I'm just doing a bunch of shit, man, so bear with me. You know, again, spread the word and all that. And, you know, it's lit, man. Follow me on social media. Hit the email if you got some type of business or whatever the case, you want to reach out. And we're gonna get it rolling, man. This is the Retro Rick Podcast. I am your host, Rick. I'm gone.